Am I being recorded and transcribed yet?
Yes, you are. No, it was really slow to initiate said recording and transcription today.
Nice. I've had so many moments of brilliance over the last 3 hours of us, or 2 hours, 1 hour, 58 minutes and 43 seconds of nothing but brilliance with zero recording. Zero. And now you want me to recreate it.
Oh, okay. No problem.
I'm not sure what moments of brilliance you're referring to.
Excuse me? Oh, wow. Ow, shots fired. I see. Jeez, is there a mute button? There needs to be a mute button. Anyone?
Quest Oracle Community proudly presents the JDE Connection, a Quest on-air podcast production.
This podcast explores and showcases how JDE customers are harnessing specific functionality and capabilities to drive business success.
Hello, JDE Connection listeners. Welcome back. This is Chandra Wabshal, one of your podcast hosts, and I'm a senior business analyst at Brightview Landscapes. With me this week and every week is my friend and podcast partner, Paul Houtcooper, Vice President of JD Edwards Product Development at Oracle. Today, our goal is to give you the lowdown on the upcoming Blueprint 4D conference at the Hilton Anatole in Dallas, Texas, May 7th through the 10th. We'll kick things off covering keynotes, and then we'll move into customer and JD Edwards product team session highlights. We'll also cover the special interest group, or SIGs, meeting schedule. We'll provide some insights on the executive forum. Also, new this year, Quest is kicking off an emerging leader program, and we want to give you a brief introduction to that. This year's Blueprint 4D conference theme is Building the Future-Ready Organization. Things get started Tuesday with the opening keynote, Future Ready, Preparing for the Age of AI by George Danner, technology futurist, author, and AI consultant. George will help answer the question, what can we do to be future ready given these new and uncertain times brought about by potent technologies like AI?
Wow, a potent technology. I like that. AI is definitely a disruptive technology and something everyone in, I think, every organization these days is interested in, and everyone wants to better understand. How does this impact me, my job? How can this be a game changer for my organization? How do I best leverage the technology to give myself or my company a competitive advantage? I know everyone that I'm speaking to, whether it be BAs to directors, Chandra, even CIOs these days, they all want to know, how do I ride this next wave of innovation, specifically with JD Edwards as well? So hopefully Gary and I, through our keynote, can help answer that question, provide our perspective on this revolutionary wave of technology. The JDE keynote follows right after George Danner's keynote. So those interested should look to attend that. And then we're going to have this year likely two or three customer stories. We're going to bring some customers up on stage and do some interviews. So Gary and I do a little less talking, and we'll have customers up there telling us what they're doing with JD Edwards and how they're getting value out of JD Edwards, and maybe even, you know, what their perspective on this AI technology and how they're leveraging it is.
Well, as much as I like hearing from you and Gary, I do really enjoy hearing from our customers and what they're doing with JD Edwards, what capabilities they are leveraging to make a difference, and what advantages those capabilities are giving them.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked several sessions now in a row through our interview with the past interviews with Andrew and Linda, and then just our conversations about how do you get the most advantage, most leverage, and most utilization out of JD Edwards. And I think everybody's out there trying to build their business case to get current and take advantage of Orchestrator. I'm really hopeful that what we do in this realm of AI maybe provides a lot of folks with that ROI, that business case, that it's going to be that one thing that they're going to be able to use to say, look, we don't have to leave JD Edwards and necessarily take advantage of AI. Here's the business case for getting current.
It does seem like a lot of companies, from what I'm hearing too, are very interested in and how they might be able to leverage AI and to be able to leverage it with JD Edwards. Again, not having to replace your existing ERP. We all know that's a hassle. What can we do to jump on this new wave of innovation with AI? And how can we incorporate it?
So it'll be interesting to see how that evolves in the Blueprint 4D sessions going forward. Like, how prevalent will you see AI in those sessions? I mean, this time around, we'll get to some of the customer sessions and some of the product team sessions where AI is mentioned this time around. But much like Orchestrator 5 years ago, maybe you had two or three, maybe but less than a half a dozen Orchestrator sessions. Now it seems like you go to a conference and next thing you know, you got 40 Orchestrator sessions. And once people figured out how to really take advantage of it, they were happy to share their successes. And it'll be interesting to see how AI, if AI evolves in a similar fashion. So after the keynote, then John and I will come on stage that Tuesday and give you a roadmap session. We like to kind of break these things down. You get the keynote, so you get some thought leadership, some look to the future, if you will. Then John and I can come on, do the roadmap session and show you what our product strategy is and what's on the roadmap and what we're building over the next, let's say, 12 to 18 months to help get us to whatever that future state is that we're envisioning and that Gary and I help articulate. Hint though, there is no end of life for JDE out there. So we'll have, you know, a few other announcements as well to share, and then probably some live demos. I mean, you know, I really like demoing the product and I think everybody else likes demos. And I've definitely learned through the years that processing options make the best demos. Hashtag said no one ever. But be that as it may, the product team is making some serious headway in the area of enterprise automation, as well as researching some cool things that might be possible with AI. So hopefully we'll be able to showcase some of that.
Does that mean I'll have a processing option for AI, like to enable it?
Just a processing option behind each application to say, would you like AI? Please, could you enter that SR and get that enhancement request? I just wanted to say, give me a processing option for AI. That's it. Don't mention an application.
Or a business use case.
Or a business case or a use case or anything. Just give me a processing option for AI. Yes, please. And I'll go ahead and put that on the roadmap. No problem. So
I figured. It's just easy.
It's easy.
Processing options are easy. What are you talking about?
This day and age, I mean, I'll just ask generative AI to just implement AI within JDE. It should just code it for me, right?
Completely.
No problem. So after John and I get done with the roadmap session, then we'll have the product team, the AJs, the Claytons, the Irvins, the Dave Griners, the Irvin Rhodes. They'll all come on and kind of give you the roadmaps for some of our core product areas, you know, those areas of investment that we always like to talk about. So David and Irvin will be going over order management and manufacturing. You won't want to miss Clayton talking about the future and what we're doing to Webify system administration. And of course, that allows us to automate. And then nobody misses AJ and his digital gold session that afternoon. So again, like I said, we like to break this stuff down. You'll get the high level vision, so to speak, or thought leadership within the keynote. You're going to get the roadmap session that kind of breaks it down into digestible chunks. And then we break the roadmap down into the individual areas and you can see what we're doing in those areas and not just into the future, but also what we've been doing over the past 12 to 18 months. So we're not just focused on exactly what's new. A little bit newer this year. I mean, OCI is going to play a bigger role. So Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, that team is playing a bigger role. And if you want to hear on Tuesday, if you want to hear some of the benefits of running JDE on Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, Hassan Usmani, as well as David Jeffrion, they're going to come on and do a session on extending and transforming JDE. Okay, speaking of OCI, since I did mention that, for those interested in AI, which pretty much is everybody, that team will also be delivering an AI-powered digital assistance session. That's not just about JD Edwards. It's how the digital assistants can help all the AU products, so PeopleSoft, JD Edwards, etc. That'll actually happen at the beginning of day two. Also on day two, if you're curious about what's happening in areas like sustainability, so ESG, Shruti Gutaj, as well as Xavier Kurian will be coming on to provide a session and kind of walk you through what our sustainability framework is going to look like and what sort of timeline you can expect to see some of those deliverables hit in the street. And then our most popular session at every conference is the updates from the product team, the orchestrator product updates. And that's, of course, not only AJ, but Hyann will be on stage to give those updates.
That's always one of my favorite sessions. Who doesn't love listening to AJ talk about Orchestrator? He's very passionate about it, and he's just an excellent presenter. And Hyann, she's awesome. She's amazing. She's very passionate as well, and she gets so excited, which just kind of gets you all excited as well.
Yeah, you can feel her passion. You know, she's not only brilliant and becoming a brilliant presenter, but you can feel her passion for the product that she builds, and it's infectious. She loves what she does, and she loves sharing what she does with others and talking through different implementations and sharing ideas and whatnot. So yes, don't miss that session for sure. Let's move on maybe to day three. We'll have some sessions on low code, no code. Again, that might be one of Hyann's sessions, I believe. And then enterprise automation. We've made some surprising advancements in that recently. So I would encourage folks to attend that session. It'll look a little bit different than the stuff that maybe we mocked up last year. And then, of course, there's more sessions on AI ML, specifically the AI ML OCI Accelerator, which we recently published a technical briefing document on for JD Edwards. Finally, we'll move on to day four, where we mix some new and old. Some of the feedback that we've received is you always talk about the new stuff and the new stuff and the new stuff, but JD Edwards has so much to offer, you can't forget to go back and remind people what you've been doing ever since 9.2 came out 8-9 years ago. So we'll have some cumulative value sessions on financials that Angelin will deliver. There's hidden gems within Orchestrator. So now Orchestrator's been out there 6+ years, and we are reaching that point where we have to dig back up some of the older presentations and remind people, you know, just some of the basics, not just some of the more complicated stuff we're enabling these days. And then, of course, the value of staying current. I think it's great that after a full week of hearing from the product team and hearing from customers about how they're having success with JD Edwards, then we end it with, how do you stay current? Why do you want to stay current? Hopefully, we've helped you build that business case throughout the week, and we end the week with a staying code current session. And then if you have questions throughout the week, you will be able to submit them so that me and my leadership team can help answer them. So we will have our Ask Me Anything session at the end of the week, like we have the last few years. And so hopefully folks will stick around and submit their questions, and we'll have an opportunity to provide what is usually some candid feedback, I think.
Usually, yeah. So I can ask about more processing options, right?
More processing options. Wow, please. I don't know if we'll be able to top last year's, though, because we had a little fun last year with some of the videos we were able to create, that we were experimenting with some of these new Gen AI capabilities, and we were able to create a few pretty funny videos. Hopefully those are not out there in public. That might be a problem at this point. But anyway, I don't know if we're going to recreate anything like that, but we're still trying to work on our fun factor this year. So we'll figure something out. But that's a little bit about what the product team's going to showcase this week and what sessions you may want to hit. Chandra, you went through our customer sessions, right? Why don't you rattle off a few that you think our listeners would be most interested in?
Yeah, I'd love to do that. Speaking of going back and just kind of going back through the basics in terms of what's there and what you maybe haven't implemented, or maybe you're just looking at an upgrade now to get current. One of the sessions that I think you'll want to hit is session P048663, Cafe Ones, Saving Clicks at Brightview with Gail Larson. So obviously, I'm with Brightview as well. So wow. Full disclosure.
Shameless plug for your own session. I love it. This is great.
Well, the only reason I bring it up is that we, like many companies, went through an upgrade with the intention of turning on and utilizing the new technology, the newer things that were there, like Cafe Ones and form extensions. But we didn't. You get into that upgrade and it becomes really burdensome to think about trying to turn that on when you have the dreaded C word and you have your customizations and you have to do a bunch of retrofits and a lot of testing. And before you know it, your time is consumed and you don't have the time or the budget maybe to start doing some of those, hey, this would be really great if we could. So Brightview started last year with putting in just some of the out-of-the-box cafe ones. So we want you to come listen to what our experience was like with that and also what it led to. So I think it'll be a great session. Again, not that I'm biased.
No, it's I like that explanation, though. I mean, at the end of the day, you have a lot of lessons learned. We always go into these things maybe with, what do you want to say, a more perfect vision of what we might be able to do. And reality hits us in the face and we do what we have to do. But there's a lot to learn from that. And there's a lot that you've enabled. So by all means, and Gail's brilliant. It'll be a great session for people to learn from.
Absolutely. Yep. And that session is on May 8th, if I didn't mention it, at 2 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Also on May 8th at 3 o'clock is session ID P049026, the expanding role of business analysis. So what is it? Why is it more critical than ever with Delvin Fletcher? Our world is full of good methodologies, good technologies, and great ideas. And that's even before we're going to start talking about AI, believe it or not.
So just for everybody's reference real quick, I was saying Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or day two, day three, day four. So again, the conference really kicks off, I believe, Tuesday, which is the 7th. And that's when you'll have these keynotes followed by roadmap sessions, followed by product sessions. And then when we get into day two, which is really the 8th, like Chandra just mentioned, that's when you'll see the combination of product team as well as customer sessions hitting you. So that's, we're really on the Wednesday session list at this point.
Yes, thank you for that clarification. I appreciate that. On that session with Delvin Fletcher, there's many business transformation initiatives and not that much more successful than they used to be, even though we have better tools, faster approaches, and more innovation. So he's going to talk about how the role of business analysis fits in and how it can help improve that. Also on May 8th, at 4 o'clock is session P043899. This is the Business Analyst 101 with Linda Sloan Compton. So if you're new to JD Edwards, this session will help. You'll probably hear some terminology and learn about some tools that kind of help you in your day-to-day. If you are new, though, shameless plug for our podcast. You know, you should go back and listen to our Lingo Bingo episodes, which are episodes 3 and 7.
Yes. That'll be good prep work for Linda's session. And I know that this BA 101 course, so to speak, or session has been a hit the last few years that it's been at these conferences. And I'm glad to see Linda take it forward and keep it going and looking forward to some of the feedback from those sessions that we might be able to incorporate in future episodes here on the pod.
Absolutely. So then on May 9th at 11:15, session ID P026380, Pete Cotton from Irix Corporation will talk about shrinking your customization footprint using low-code, no-code solutions. I think low-code, no-code is still a pretty hot topic, maybe not as hot as AI, but it's not far back. People are still looking for ways to have those low-code, no-code options. So
they just want the no-code, low-code options to be coded by AI now. I mean, that's the way it is, right?
You know, well, good point. Hey, if we're going to dream, we might as well dream big, right?
That's right.
I think one of the biggest challenges to a continuous adoption model with JD Edwards updates is dealing with the existing dreaded C-word customizations. While there's an ability to modify standard objects, which is very powerful, it's allowed many organizations to tailor their software to their specific needs, which is amazing. But those modifications also present a major time sink for analysis and retrofitting whenever you apply ESUs or application updates.
Yeah, I mean, they really do serve as an anchor, so to speak. They slow you down. And just like you were describing, you know, at Brightview, you go into the upgrade with visions of grandeur and come to find out you've got so much baggage that you have to carry on that you're just happy to get there and make it to your destination, let alone you're no longer necessarily able to enjoy your surroundings as much or take advantage of the capabilities. So the ability to leverage some of the capabilities that we've delivered over the years to displace some of those things is a key to making yourself a little bit more agile when it comes to staying current.
Yes, absolutely. So also at 11:15 on the 9th is session P041664 with Alyssa Maurer, using orchestrations and logic extensions to automate and streamline business processes. We all know that our users are involved in many processes that are manual, which can lead to data entry errors or missing data. So in this discussion, in that session, they'll discuss how MDC is using orchestrations and logic extensions to automate business processes to improve data, reduce mundane tasks, and create new synergies.
Ken, it's always great to see, in this case, MDC Holdings in the home builder industry taking advantage of the digital platform to get some level of automation. It's great to see those real-world practical use cases that hopefully other customers can relate to and then take those ideas back and implement them within their companies.
And back on the topic of reducing custom code, it seems to be a nice hot topic in our customer sessions. At 4:30 on the 9th, session P027126 with Peter Hsu from Cardinal Glass Industries, they'll be discussing how they use form extensions and orchestrations to remove custom code so that the next upgrade cycle doesn't have as much need for retrofits.
I think, you know, it's interesting. We say upgrade, and I would just draw a quick distinction. I mean, if you're upgrading, you're really coming from a prior release. So I'd say a prior code line, 8.9, 8.10, 8.12, XE, 9.0, 9.1, whatever. Once you're on 9.2, you're really conducting a series of updates, but those same customizations still stand in your way, even with the updates. So again, making yourself more agile is key. Even if you're already on 9.2, you want to take a look at this, because if you want to take advantage of the continuous code line and the innovation we're delivering, you're going to want to eliminate those customizations wherever possible. Again, shameless plug for a prior employer of yours. Well done.
True story. Now, I didn't choose all these to highlight, just so you know. They were provided to me.
We are unbiased and completely objective on this podcast. Absolutely. So in that unbiased, completely objective category, what's our next session?
Let's highlight the next session. Well, our final session to highlight is at 4:30 p.m. on the 9th. That one is session P049072. This one is, come join the members of the Quest board for a dynamic panel session delving into the essential leadership skills required in today's Oracle user companies. So in this session, seasoned leaders and industry experts will explore the intricacies of effective leadership within the Oracle ecosystem. So by completely unbiased, you wanted me to highlight our episode? Is that what you were referring to?
I was going to say, I mean, through all of that, we come up with the product team's list of sessions. We have the customer list of sessions. We even plug a Quest-sponsored session, and yet we don't plug our own podcast session. Strange.
Oh,
so maybe, you know, before we go on to the next section...
Well, I suppose I could drop a shameless plug for us.
Yes, why not?
If anybody is interested in attending, Paul and I will be doing a live recording. That's right, folks. Live recording of the JDE Connection on Tuesday, May 7th. And I believe that one is at 2:30.
I believe so.
Does that sound right?
Yes. Yes.
2:30?
That does. So... yes, you can go from keynote to roadmap to specific product updates and then swing on by our live JDE Connection session and listen to Chandra and I talk about resources, I believe is our focus this time around. I know we just concluded our round with Andrew, and one of the things we highlighted there was my Oracle support and navigating my Oracle support, as well as entering SRs and how to get the most out of your SRs, so to speak, as well as navigating Learn JDE. Well, there's a lot more resources out there for us to explore and share with you all. So we're happily doing our research and taking our notes so that we can have a good conversation about some of those resources.
Yes, I think that'll be a very good one. It is a little bit overwhelming, and especially if you're new. So I think us being able to maybe pinpoint, hey, this is a really good resource for you when you're new to go here first, start here. I'm excited for that, just to make it easier for people to learn.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right. So we've gone through keynotes to roadmap to the product team updates, customer updates, and of course, plugged our own live JDE Connection podcast session. So before we go on to the executive forum and this new program that Quest has this year, did we want to rattle off the SIG schedule?
I think that's a great idea. One of the things we've covered in multiple podcast interviews with Andrew and Linda is the importance of the SIGs. Obviously, networking is a huge component. Being able to ask questions about your area of expertise, if you will. But also, let's say maybe, can we tell you what to build?
Tell is a really strong word. If you want to influence what we're doing with the product and the direction of the product, absolutely, the SIGs are a great place to start. And I would recommend anybody going there. And like you said, sharing what you know, sharing what your challenges are, collaborating with your fellow customers in your industry, and then, of course, advocating on their behalf and your own for a new feature functionality within JD Edwards.
All right. So with that, on May 7th at 3:45 is the JD Edwards HCM SIG meeting. Also at 3:45 on May 7th is the technology SIG meeting. Another one on May 7th at 3:45 wow. is the business analyst SIG.
Wow, that's a high-powered way to kick it off. Jeez. So two of our interviews that we've had so far, they have their sessions right off the bat. Andrew, of course, leading the technology SIG meeting, and then Linda Sloan Compton with the business analyst SIG. So if you want to hear from either one of those individuals, by all means, join their SIG sessions.
Absolutely.
I'm not familiar with this next one. I
That's because you fall asleep whenever I say the word financials, Paul.
What? What?
System code 09.
Oh, yes. 09. Yes.
It's better if I just don't say that word, the F word, the financials word.
The T accounts. Yes. All right.
All right, on May 7th at 4:45 is the financial SIG meeting with yours truly. I'll be there. Again, at 4:45 on the 7th is the UDO personalization SIG. And at 4:45 on the 7th, well, is the ERP training SIG.
Ah, interesting. Oracle guided learning for all your applications. So we have a new SIG focused on ERP training. Awesome.
On the 8th, we have at 2:00 the Home Builder SIG. Also on the 8th at 2:00, we have the Enterprise Asset Management SIG. On the 8th at 4:00, we have the E1 Tech SIG Special Roundtable. So administering, upgrading, and integrating JD Edwards. Sounds
those
interesting.
Tech SIGers, those techies, I just don't understand. They feel they have to have a second round. Are you kidding me? Like
they're overachievers.
Jeez, wow. They should get pins. They should get like pins and ribbons.
And then on the 9th at 3:30 is the E1 MDUG enhancement meeting.
All right. MDUG, so, manufacturing distribution.
Yeah. I guess I didn't call out that HCM stands for human capital management. So UDO, well, user-defined objects.
Yes.
Yes. I guess we should have called out some of those abbreviations, those darn acronyms again.
That's what we have episode 3 and 7 for. Thank you very much.
Good point. All right. Let's talk a little bit about the executive forum. For those interested or planning to attend the executive forum, things actually get started pre-conference on Monday afternoon, May 6th.
It's going to be a long week.
Could be. This 2-day program brings Oracle customers together with special guest experts to explore what it means for today's executives to recognize technology as a transformative force and embrace a leadership role that guides their organizations through the intricacies of the digital age. This involves fostering a culture of innovation, investing in emerging technologies like AI, and leveraging data-driven insights to inform decision-making. So collaboration with cross-functional teams and external partners is key to addressing a multifaceted challenges.
Thank you for that overview of the Executive Forum. The other program that we wanted to introduce this time around was this new leadership program that Quest has come up with called the Emerging Leader Program. And it's targeted at emerging leaders, as well as I'd say seasoned veterans, to try and prepare them for the challenges of leading teams and organizations in, as you know, as we've definitely found these last few years, rapidly evolving technology landscape. I think it has made our job as leaders much more challenging. So they've designed this program to try and develop those new leaders through focused education on core competencies, as well as trying to help those leaders broaden their relationships within the Oracle ecosystem. So if this is something that you're interested in, then this will be running for roughly a 9-month period, actually, from October through May. And it'll involve both virtual as well as in-person engagement. So I think Quest has done a really good job of kind of bringing some stuff together, different types of learning, different, I'd say, mediums, because this is going to have kind of a mixture of workshops as well as self-paced training, along with one-on-one mentoring, as well as networking opportunities. So we're going to actually interview Ken Pettington, the CIO of US Silica, who is helping lead this new program. We're going to talk to him here shortly in one of our future episodes. And he's got some insights as a CIO about how he, I'd say, cultivates talent, how he recruits and brings in business analysts and cultivates that talent and helps retain that talent. But he also wants to talk to us a little bit about this new program and share a few more details. So if this is something that sounds very interesting to you, I strongly encourage you to tune into that future episode of ours.
Absolutely. I think it's a great thing that Quest has put together. I'm very excited for it for them.
Absolutely. All right. Well, with that, it sounds like we've covered just about everything. It is going to be an action-packed week, Monday through Friday, with contents for everybody, from executives to business analysts to CNCs to developers. There's going to be value added throughout the week, and there's not going to be really that much downtime. So I strongly encourage everybody to map out their week so that they get the most out of the conference.
Yes. In addition, there's lots of great networking opportunities. There's the vendor show floor, so you can go talk to your various vendors to see what they might offer, whether that's services, support, whatever it might be that you might be looking for. But in addition, there's events in the evenings, usually vendor-sponsored events. So make sure to get signed up for some of those. It's a great way to meet people. Obviously, meet your vendors too, but it's a great way to meet other people because a lot of them have activities that kind of get you interacting with other people, whether it be bowling or maybe it's some other fun games that are out there. So always look forward to those events.
Yes, and it is a great networking opportunity. And we've talked a lot about the value of expanding your network and creating your connections within this ecosystem. But while you're at these events, I mean, I guess this is when we hit our Midwesternism of the day. We've specifically chosen this word because we were thinking about these events, I suppose. We would advise against getting yourself in a condition or state where this term applies to you. This is not what you want to be at Blueprint 4D following any of these networking opportunities. And that word is?
Schnookered. Kind of an interesting term, right? Well, that term obviously refers to someone who may have consumed an excess amount of alcohol. So again, we want to advise against that. Yes. But some may have also heard this term when you've been conned.
Conned by somebody.
Yes, so, you've been conned by somebody.
So you're saying I might have heard this from many a customer who left JDE for a competitor like maybe they felt schnookered afterwards? Is that what you're saying, Chandra?
I might have heard the same thing from a few customers, Paul.
All right. Well, don't let yourself get schnookered. Stay with JDE and always adhere to the JD Edwards 2-drink rule so you don't get schnookered.
Schnookered.
All right.
And with that, we look forward to seeing you at Blueprint 40.
Yes. Ciao for now.
Toodles.
Thank you for tuning in for today's episode of the JDE Connection, a Quest On Air podcast production. Show notes and links can be found at questoraclecommunity.org/JDE Connection.
To learn more about what's happening in the Quest JD Edwards community, visit our website at questoraclecommunity.org/JD Edwards.